Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 8th of June, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. No new cases of COVID on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. We're staying at level 2.5 until at least the end of the month. Etel Airlines still on the ground. More Manx fishermen are needed. Disruption at Braddon on the way. And House of Keys candidate Tim Baker will be on tonight on this flume-free Tuesday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, it's 29 minutes before 6. These are the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. The Health Minister is calling for a shift in focus around COVID-19. David Ashford claims attention should be on serious illness and pressures on the health service, rather than the number of cases. It's as the Isle of Man moves into a period of living with coronavirus. There's set to be disruption along a busy route this summer as works are undertaken on Braddon Road. Starting from the 26th of July, the Department of Infrastructure plans to resurface the length of the road from the junction with Peel Road up to the roundabout at the junction with Ballafletcher Road. And Douglas Council spent more than £24,000 attempting to defend itself in an employment tribunal. The authority was found to have unlawfully deducted a gully worker's pay while he was stuck abroad during the first coronavirus lockdown last year. William Pye was awarded more than £5,000 in compensation. In international news, UK politicians are insisting new coronavirus guidance for Greater Manchester and parts of Lancashire is not a return to some form of lockdown. The UK government's sending in more help to deal with a surge in cases of the Delta variant, and people are being advised to avoid meeting inside and to minimise travel. A serving police officer's admitted the kidnap and rape of Sarah Everard. Wayne Cousins pleaded guilty to both charges and accepts responsibility for her death, but did not enter a plea on a murder charge. And the President of France has been slapped in the face on a visit to the southeast of the country. Emmanuel Macron was greeting crowds on a trip to an area near Valence. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gurumaya, thank you Lewis from the Ronald Tray Met Office. The word is strong winds out in the North Irish Sea for the next 12 hours at least. On the Isle of Man, a dry evening, clear spells, and then after dark it's going to be cloudy overnight with a fresh southerly down to 12 Celsius through the night. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Ukraine, cloudy in the morning with some rain, showers and mist in places. Dry and bright after lunch tomorrow. Daytime maximum 19 degrees. Down to 12 overnight into Thursday. Jordan, cloudy with coastal mist and a fresh to strong wind coming in from the south or southwest. Top temperature 19 degrees. Low water was 5 minutes ago and the Ben McCree set off from Heesham late because of the tidal restrictions in Douglas Port. Sunset 12 minutes to 10 tonight. High water 24 minutes to midnight. Sunrise 13 minutes to 5 a.m. Low water 5 to 6. High water 19 minutes to midday.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change? Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
So, no new cases of COVID-19 identified on the Isle of Man. Back with the detail, Lewis.
Since yesterday's update, 590 tests have been undertaken, of which the results of just three remain outstanding. As of 2:30 this afternoon, 250 people were awaiting their result notification. The total number of active cases on the island, meanwhile, has dropped from 7 down to 6, and nobody is receiving hospital treatment for the virus. So far tomorrow, 466 people are booked in to be tested for coronavirus. And finally, in vaccines, with the rollout paused until next Monday to all but specialist home visits, just 58 people are due to receive a jab until the programme continues.
Police on the Isle of Man are looking at issues with paperwork, which forms part of a Manx company's plans to purchase an airline. Last week, Esken, formerly known as the Stobart Group, revealed a deal to sell its entire shareholding, including a franchise agreement with Aer Lingus, had stalled. The details from Ewan Gorn.
The hold-up, it said, was due to buyer Etel Limited having problems with its proposed financing becoming unavailable. Etel has confirmed to Manx Radio that it raised concerns with police as soon as it became aware of an issue with documents supplied by a proposed third-party funder. The company adds that it's now in discussions with potential alternative providers of finance to progress the deal, which also includes Carlisle Lake District Airport. Meanwhile, Esken says it will update the market in accordance with its listing obligations when there's more to say.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Good evening, it's 24 minutes before 6. A lack of crew members is just one of many problems currently facing Manx fishermen. In addition, COVID's cut demand and Brexit's boosted red tape. An extension of financial support, part of an existing scheme, will be laid before Tynwald in a week. Here's John Moss.
There are currently two major headaches for the industry, COVID and Brexit. Members will be told there appears to be limited options for savings or alteration due primarily to the integrated nature of the industry and the dynamic unpredictability of the export seafood market. But can more be done to give this Manx industry a more secure future? Adequate on-island freezing facilities, perhaps? Brexit and new regulations haven't helped at all. David Beard of the Manx Fish Producers.
The paperwork is absolutely key. To make sure you don't have any hiccups as you're centering through to Europe. The other thing to try and do is to try and send a container fully yourself so you can guarantee that the paperwork that goes with it is complete. The difficulties that may be encountered are when you go into a system called groupage where you may combine your product with several other chilled food suppliers. You're concerned about everybody getting their paperwork right, because if one of them gets it wrong, then the whole shipment can be delayed or rejected. We need more freezer space on the Isle of Man, and we also need more blast freezers on the Isle of Man.
And that would be something the government would have to get involved, presumably. It was quite expensive.
Oh, it would be expensive. You need a large enough area. Whether it would be an area which is jointly used by several users, or whether there would have to be several sites for each individual user. We first of all need the land, you need the obviously a big power supply, and you need the facilities that are contained. So, yes, the government would be involved in this, and it is something that the fish processing units are following and following up hard.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham late, left at 3:15 this afternoon and not 3:05 because of the tidal restrictions in Douglasport. Low water just a little less than 10 minutes ago. She'll now be arriving in Douglas shortly after 7 o'clock tonight. Leaving at 8:15, heading for Heysham, arriving there shortly before midnight. And leaving at 2:15 back on the Isle of Man tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Look out for a blockage in Braddon this summer. There's set to be disruption along a busy route as works are undertaken on Braddon Road from the 26th of next month. It'll be one way in the direction of Nobles Hospital. The details from Lewis Foster.
It's as the Department of Infrastructure is planning to install a pedestrian crossing outside of Braddon School, as well as widening the pathway in the area. Work will also be carried out on the school's bus lay-by to, quote, improve its operability. During this time, the DOI plans to resurface the length of the road from the junction with Peel Road up to the roundabout at the junction with Bala Fletcher Road. The plan is for each lane to be completed one at a time. The works are expected to take 6 weeks in total to complete. A one-way system will be in place during that time in the direction of the hospital to reduce the impact on emergency services. It's to help the ambulance service access the emergency department and allow the fire and rescue service access to Nobles Hospital, the Strang and Mount Rule areas. The DOI says due to the length of the road, two-way lights would be impractical. Traffic from Braddon, bound for central Douglas, will be diverted via Tremode Road or Ballinard Road. Meanwhile, those heading west or south will be diverted via Strang Road. The department has apologised in advance for any inconvenience caused by this work.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
20 to 6 now. Could banknotes be replaced by digital money? Well, the Bank of England is considering the possibility of issuing digital currency, dubbed Britcoin, get it, in future, with the US and the EU looking into the prospect of central bank digital currencies. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey has recently called cryptocurrencies dangerous and has warned of the volatility of the unregulated decentralized products. But the Bank of England says it believes stablecoin cryptocurrencies designed to have their value pegged to a commodity like gold or a traditional currency should be regulated in the same way as bank payments. Well, it's a big bet, but United Airlines in America has put $3 billion down, betting customers will pay up for supersonic travel. They're buying 15 of the Denver-based Boom Technologies Overture aircraft. The jets will be ready in 2029 and will fly twice as fast as conventional aircraft, making trips to Tokyo from San Francisco in 6 hours and London to Newark, New Jersey in 3.5 hours. Overture will fly faster than the late lamented Concorde, but the new planes will only break the sound barrier over the ocean, while it operate only out of coastal airports. Boom says they'll cost about 75% less to operate by using fully sustainable aviation fuel, and they promise zero net carbon emissions. By the way, the Anglo-French Concorde first flew in March 1969.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed mixed. The US dollar was subdued, oil priced higher, and gold fell as investors awaited US inflation data. In corporate news, Intermediate Capital Group was the standout performer as it increased its fundraising target, and Shell gushed lower as oil prices fell. Ramsey Crookall reporting the closing of the FTSE 100 in London, down 0.25% at 7,095. The DAX in Frankfurt closing down 0.1% at 15,653. In New York City, the trading day rolls on. The Dow Jones Industrial is down 0.25%, 34,535. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 0.1% at 13,862. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.25% at 4,216. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently worth $1 41.4 cents. €1 16.1 cents and 19 South African rand 19.6 cents. And in commodities, gold down 0.33% at $1,891 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 0.4% at $71.74.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Hundreds of school children in the UK are talking Manx, the Gilg, this week using the UTalk language app. Using recordings of Gilg provided by Manx speakers, they're using the language as part of a UK-wide speaking competition this month. Richard Howison, Managing Director and Founder of UTalk, spoke about the importance of teaching minority languages.
One of the things I've learned from talking to various people from around the world with endangered language is that almost where someone comes from a particular area, it's that the language is part almost of their DNA. It's part of their genetic makeup. And one thing has become, this is not appropriate sort of for the Isle of Man, but it gives you an idea of where it somehow deep down is important, is that where people have been stopped from speaking their native language, it produces a huge amount of anger. This is very prevalent with the Aboriginal languages in Australia. It's happened in Canada. It's been quite a lot in the news recently. If you look in Spain, where people were stopped from speaking Catalan or more materially Basque, it does cause you know, everybody thinks that these are just, there's something wrong with the people, but actually the other way around, if you steal almost someone's language, part of their heritage, they all feel there's something missing. In my mind, it's really, really important that people can go back to their roots and learn what was a language that would have been spoken by their ancestors going back hundreds, if not thousands of years.
We've got to ask about the sort of resources you've drawn on from the island to allow for this to happen. So what can you tell us about the links and the working particularly with the Mbunskol Gilgach, the Manx school in St John's?
Julie Matthews there has been an absolute star as far as we're concerned. And Chris, her partner, the stars of the app, if you like, because they came down to London and came to our offices. I've got a boat in London, so they stayed on the boat at the same time as we were doing the recording. Again, we had a lot of fun doing the recording, getting it right. And the key thing about the app is it's concentrating, by the way, I should just add, on spoken language. So it's hearing, understanding and speaking. It's not reading, writing, grammar, and it's games based. And the idea is it should be a lot of fun. But at the same time, we had a lot of fun making it. They were absolutely brilliant. And then myself and the language manager at the time got invited up to the Isle of Man. We met them. We went to Bun School. We helped run a lesson in Manx there, which was quite fun. I mean, I think we probably learned more Manx than they learned.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast of Eye, John Moss.
Mark Cavendish's team boss has hinted that the sprinter's cycling life could get an extension into 2022. Cav, second at the weekend in a race in Flanders, has been in the top four 12 times this year, including four stage wins in Turkey. Cav says, "I didn't expect that at my age. It's going better than anyone expected." Though he's not anticipated to be in the De Koenig Quickstep team for the Tour de France, the team itself may be impressed enough to give him an extension to his one-year contract. Netball, and Simcox Red Eagles romped a victory in the Judy Clark Wilson Charity Cup, beating Route 1 Connections 40-19. Connections were just 16-12 in the first quarter, but through the third quarter, Simcox drew away. Player of the match was Eilish Brightson for Red Eagles. In Division 1, a result, Castletown Spaniards 28, Sentira Global Balasala Charlie 21. And in Division 2, Manx Gems Emeralds 28, Sentira Global Balasala Echo 15. Ramsey Rugby Club are going to run round their pitch for 24 hours this weekend. It'll start at midday on the Saturday. The aim is to raise enough for a new boiler for the showers and upgrade the loos. A good crowd for the start at 12 on Saturday and 24 hours later on the Sunday would be a great bonus, they say.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Well, there was some mist swirling around the top of Snae Fell earlier. It looks to have cleared by now. Everything's fine. Just one departure, one arrival at Ronald's Way. The 10-5 Liverpool Logan Air patient transfer plane left 4 minutes late. Back this evening at 20-7. On the roads in Ramsey, temporary 24-hour lights, 24 hours a day. The Ramsey Bakery between the two roundabouts. They're repairing a wall there. Everybody in Ramsey knows all about that. Section of Parliament Street, Ramsey's closed. Also diversions via Tower Street and Water Street. Look out also on South Prom and Stanley Mount East in Ramsey for some restrictions there for the new lifeboat station and Queen's Promenade. In Bride, Coast Road, temporary lights 24 hours a day. Near the church, they're repairing a stone wall. In and around Douglas, Selborne Road's closed for resurfacing. Broadway exit off the Prom's closed for road surfacing and marking. Anacur, the Farm Hill Lane, they're closed for construction of a new road. In Ballabruy Drive and Ballabruy Avenue, some restrictions there. In fact, part of Ballabruy Drive is closed off. Ilaxi Glen Road's closed for that new river wall. Look out also in Balasala for the temporary lights on the main road near to the new houses.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Quayside. The Isle of Man General Election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
On Thursday, September 23rd, 24 MHKs representing 12 constituencies will be elected to sit in the House of Keys for the next 5 years. You're going to hear from everybody who's declared on Update on Manx Radio. Tonight, Tim Baker is seeking a second term, having first been elected in 2016 to represent Aaron Michael. During the past 5 years, he's been chair of Isle of Man Meath, chair of Manx Utilities, and last June, he got the hot seat, the infrastructure minister. He's been talking about whether taking on so many government roles could be seen as prioritising personal political ambition over the needs of the constituents.
I had an opportunity in for 5 years and certainly wanted to leave it in the best place that I could, because my motivation to stand was I didn't feel the Isle of Man was in the place it should be.
So do you think then that you have taken it anywhere near the place that it should be?
No, not yet. No, it's a journey. We're on an improving path. There's been progress made in many ways, but one of the frustrations I have is that I can actually see now as much, if not more, that still needs doing than I could when I first went in, because obviously you're exposed to so much more. But you can never be satisfied. There's always more to be done.
I mean, we haven't got time to go into your 2016 manifesto in much more detail, but there was a lot in there, wasn't there? And I wonder, when it comes to a manifesto, you can promise the world when you're desperate for a vote, but how much of it is tangible? How much of it's realistic? Can you look at these pages here and say, I've done everything that I promised I would do?
No, you can't. You can't say everything that you promised you would do. What I did was set out a progress plan for the Isle of Man, and if you map that across to a lot of what government has delivered, there's actually quite a lot of synergy between those two things. So I, you know, in my manifesto, provided a mini programme for government, if you like, and a lot of that has actually been delivered.
But has that been delivered because you've driven it, or because it would have happened anyway?
I certainly don't think a lot of it would have happened anyway. You look at broadband, you look at the steam packet acquisition, which obviously I was involved in as DOI ports member, very much pressed for the broadband improvements across the rural economy. Some of those things would have happened, but no one person. No one person can drive the whole of government agenda, but do I think I've played a part in the last 5 years? Absolutely. Do I think I've given good value to my constituents? Absolutely. Do I think I could carry on and do that again in the next 5 years? I do believe I could add value. In fact, that's what the people of Aaron Michael want me to go and
also do. Standing in Aaron Michael, sitting member Alfred Cannon, Tim Johnson and Paul Weatherall, representing the Liberal Vannin Party.
Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
The Isle of Man's borders are expected to remain at level 2.5 till the end of this month. Here's Health and Social Care Minister David Ashford.
What we've got to be very careful of is changing things every couple of weeks, because it gets very confusing for people if you're constantly chopping and changing. So the likelihood is the 2.5 will remain in place for the foreseeable future until we reach that date. At the moment, it is still on course, but we do need to assess the data, as I've said many times before, and we need to be absolutely certain in the moves that we make. We're not just going to make it to an arbitrary date. We've always said that. We don't do arbitrary dates. We do it based on what's happening and the best advice that we can get. So those decisions will be made in the next couple of weeks.
So June 28th, it's still the date, but there is obviously the caveat. How certain can you be that that will happen? Is there likely to be a delay to that?
Well, I seem to have spent the last 15 months of my life saying things and caveating them constantly. And it is another one. I mean, we don't know what's around the corner. You know, this virus has had lots of twists and turns along the way. So we do still need to be cautious. But at the moment, that is still the plan in place. But obviously, if the data and some other issue crops up that says,
well,
no,
what would happen?
We will always be cautious. So I think in terms of the Indian variant that's in the UK, at the moment, although there seems to be case numbers ticking up, the illness and death from the Indian variant does not appear to be any higher than it has previously. We would also have to look at what type of mitigation measures do we need on Ireland if we're going to do things like that. So it's a variety of things that will actually feed into the decision making, but we always take it very seriously and we'll be waiting to see what the data says over the next 2 weeks.
Ahead of the Isle of Man's first Pride event, members of the Manx LGBTQ plus community have been discussing discrimination they've faced on the Isle of Man. Cara Verretto and Kerrigan Fairburn are both organisers of Isle of Pride.
Personally, I've dealt with quite a few discriminatory, if that's the right word, situations where individuals have either made comments, looks, gestures, or even just strangers outright ask me, can I ask you a personal question, please, with a smirk on the face. And then when I say no, I can hear them laughing behind me, you know, leant over the bar where bar staff are clearly there, and kind of, you know, it's almost like a high school situation. There's no kind of acknowledgement there that it makes you uncomfortable in that setting. And I know with friends as well, like personal friends who have, you know, been black and blue for who they are, and the fact that it's not a hate crime over here, or hate crime isn't a thing over here, is another big step that we as a community and an island need to address at some point in the future. But that's from my experience as of, I would say, late, more so than in high school. In high school and primary, I wasn't out at all. That kind of was a fear there more than anything, because I'd seen other individuals who'd come out and had been mocked and laughed at and publicly ridiculed. So yeah, I was not going to join on that either.
I've heard stories, some things that don't bear repeating, others that are demonstrable of like systemic failures, and it's rough to hear about it and then not then experience it yourself, because my view of the island is significantly better than for most people in the community.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Ewan Gorn. Just remember, you have until next Monday, the 14th, to complete your census if you haven't done already. Just pretend it's Sunday, May the 30th, when you're doing it. Summer starts a week next Monday, the June the 21st, when it's summer solstice. Timwell Day, 3 weeks on Monday. And there'll be another update tomorrow night at 5:30. In the meantime, like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Remember all the stories you've heard and many more at manxradio.com and on the free Manx Radio app. I'm Andy Wynn, back tomorrow night at 5:30. W-I-X.